Hello, my name is David Hobbs, and I am the Global Services Solution Lead for Lending. So I am responsible for our delivery models, and I'm also responsible for a number of strategic projects that we have all over the world. I've been with the firm for just over 10 years, and previously to that, I was actually a customer of Finastra, working with banks such as ING Bank in London and Morgan Stanley in London.
So, David, could you tell us a bit about who Global Services are and what they do?
Of course. So you can think of global services as the real customer-facing component of if you think of our First of all, of our relationship managers who will engage with our clients from time to time. And similarly, our sales representatives will have infrequent engagements with our clients. Global services are involved with our clients on a much more regular basis. So from everything from implementations through upgrades, through training, that we have a global team of solution and business experts who provide the services, hence the name, to our clients. So I myself am part of the global services team, originally as a functional consultant, and now as the solution lead for lending. So when you think of global services, think of delivery effectively.
Great. Thanks, David. And what's next for services?
Well, that's a very good question, Gabby, and thank you for asking it. So what's next for global services is Finastra as a company, we're always looking to improve. We never stand still, and that includes all of our activities through our product, but also as through our delivery and customer engagement through global services. So as a result of that, and one of our strategic core values is putting customers first. That's one of our core values that we all work under as a company. And as part of that, we've developed what is called the Next Generation Global Services, or Next Gen for short. And this is really changing the way we engage with our clients from a global services perspective. So if you think back to traditional vendor deliveries, if you buy the software, you'll get some representation from the company or the vendor on site who will deliver the software. You go live, we wave goodbye, and we may see you next time when if you want to upgrade or if you want to buy some additional functionality. The Next Gen Global Services really is more about of a strategic partnership with our client, a longer term engagement. So we would offer a number of different services, which would range from training to business and operational analysis, but also would obviously include things like implementations and upgrades. But it really is more of we're looking to develop a better working relationship with our clients and a more consistent working relationship with our clients. So what does that mean in reality? It means that we would work with the client on short, medium, and long-term goals and objectives, and we want to enable our clients to achieve those objectives. So that focus on these business outcomes or business objectives and ensure that the client achieves those on a consistent basis. As I said earlier, it's a more of a strategic partnership. So it means that we have a longer term strategic business relationship with our clients. But we offer this wide menu of high quality services, which means it's a more quality, the quality of the customer and vendor experience is obviously improved through that. And as I said, these services could range from the need for training. If a client employed a number of new resources that hadn't had the full training, that's something we could support. It could include full operational analysis. but it could have also some longer term goals from a overall bank perspective or client perspective. For example, if a client was looking to address the cost of running their business and the cost of running the solution, there's an opportunity within Finastra to move from an on-premise solution situation to what we have known as Fusion Managed Services, which is Finastra taking on the responsibility of owning the technical operation of the solution. So it's effectively a cloud-based solution hosted by Finastra, which obviously would address the cost perspective of having to own all of the hardware and all of the support staff needed to operate and maintain that hardware. All of that responsibility would be assumed by Finastra under the Fusion Managed Services. So that could be a long-term goal that for our clients. But in terms of what would be a short-term target, I think we can look at what's happening in the lending business now with the LIBOR transition, or the transition away from LIBOR. As you'll all be aware, Finastra through LoanIQ has the ARR module, as it's called, the alternative reference rate module, which supports the new risk-free rates, which will be replacing LIBOR. But if we look at that from a next-gen perspective, that engagement could start a long time before you actually deploy that software. And that means that we could work with our clients to, first of all, do analysis of their lending portfolio. So we do an impact analysis. We can then make recommendations on what's happening in the market, because this is still quite a fluid situation. I think we have other podcasts where we're talking about how the market is still developing in terms of the LIBOR transition. But we can then work with the client to develop a conversion strategy. Then, of course, we can look at deploying the actual solution itself, going through the testing and training requirements of that deployment, but then assisting in the actual conversion itself as the legacy transactions are converted from LIBOR onto the new risk-free rates. So you can see from that example that it's not just a software delivery. It's more of a, as I keep saying, a strategic engagement through, you know, putting together an actual doing analysis, doing recommendations, aligning on a strategy, and then delivering on that. And then, so think of that ARR engagement as just one piece of a longer term engagement with the client. So that would just be one component of it, but that would be an example of a single goal that we'd work with a client to achieve. But imagine that as part of a much longer term engagement, and then you really get the idea of what the next gen services is and what it can provide for our customers.
Thanks, David. That's a really interesting point regarding the LIBOR transition. Why is it so important to complete such extensive loan portfolio analysis as early as possible?
It's really to see the impact on the client's business, first of all. So before you can make any sort of plan, you need to know how big is this monster I've got to deal with. You know, if you're going to build a house, you need to have a good idea on how big is this house. If you're going to decorate a room, how many walls have I got to paint? Yeah, and it's the same way with this. So you'll need to understand just how many transactions am I talking about that will require conversion. That will then allow you, first of all, to put together a conversion strategy in terms of, am I going to do all these in one go? I'm going to do these more as a organic conversion on specific repricing dates. But you need to understand the what before you can work on the how. And the what is that analysis of the portfolio. And the how is the plan to convert that portfolio from LIBOR to the new risk-free rates.
So, David, what is NextGen?
So NextGen, Next Generation Global Services, you can look at that really as having three key benefits for our customers. First of all, look at accelerated value. And we achieve that through a greater focus on the client's business outcomes. So look at it from short, medium, long-term goals. We'll align with the client on what those goals mean, what the success criteria is, and address those and seek to deliver on those goals so that we can properly track the engagements of the client has a number of quick wins rather than waiting for one big win at the end of a longer term engagement. It's also a number of our services are repeatable. So we have automated testing, for example, that once we make that available to a client, it can be reused on multiple occasions. So the longer term benefit on future upgrades, for example, would be a less intrusive and disruptive experience because we would have this automated testing capability. And it means that the client gets a better return on the investment with us because of these multiple quick wins rather than waiting for one major delivery. So accelerated value is the first component. The second component is this strategic partnership. As I mentioned earlier, it's no longer a case of the vendor delivering the software and moving on to the next project. We want to engage with on a longer term strategic partnership. And the key word there is partnership with our clients so that we can effectively work with the client on their long-term business goals. Where do the clients see themselves in 5-10 years, and working with them to achieve those through these specific short and media term deliverables. It's us working with the client as a team. It's no longer a vendor client experience. It's a partnership where we're working together to achieve those goals. And we had a recent project in Australia where the feedback we got from the client was this was the first time they felt that they'd worked on a project as a team rather than a vendor on one side and the client on the other, which obviously leads to us building a better working relationship with our clients. And the third real benefit of NextGen is the superior quality. And what do I mean by that? I mean that the client will have access to a wider choice of services, so that when we identify and align on those business goals, we can offer a number of services to achieve those. And the goals could be anything ranging from the requirement for training, for example, all the way through a transition from an on-premise solution to a hosted solution through our Fusion Managed Services. So it means that the client can properly manage the resources and budgets on their side, and that they're getting access to the best of Finastra through these through the services under the NextGen services model.
Thank you. Could you shed a bit more light on Fusion Managed Services and what that does?
Yes, I will. Fusion Managed Services effectively allows the client to run the Finastra solution without the cost and overheads of having the on-premise hardware and support staff to maintain that solution. So it's Finastra hosting the solution with full access to the client. So from an operational perspective, there's not really much difference in terms of the user experience. You're still accessing our solution. But from a total cost of ownership, the TCO for the client is significantly reduced because that outlay for the hardware and the support staff, all of that responsibility is taken on by Finastra. So it's more than just a hosted environment. It's a hosted and managed environment. So that's the key differential. So it's not just us hosting the environment and you can do what you want. It's us managing it in terms of ensuring that the system is running in accordance with the contracts, and also making sure that any issues are dealt with on a timely basis, that they don't impact the BAU. So that's Fusion Managed Service in a nutshell is effectively taking that ownership of managing the solution away from the an on-premise client and into the house of Finastra.
That's great. Thanks, David. So how could a client adopt or utilize the NextGen service? Do you have an example you could share?
Absolutely. Well, obviously the most pressing example within the lending world at the moment, as we all know, is the transition away from LIBOR. So that would be an example of a single goal within the longer term engagement under the next gen services. So obviously the goal for the client would be to convert their lending portfolio from the LIBOR position into the new risk-free rates. And with client with Finastra under Next Generation would really start way before the actual deployment of the Loan IQ ARR module, because there's a lot of analysis that would need to happen and planning that would need to happen to ensure that that transition is properly managed and can be tracked and monitored. So that means there would have to be a we would support a analysis, an impact analysis, we would call it, to look at the lending portfolio, to judge the volume of what actually needs to be converted. That will allow us then to put together a conversion strategy with the client, and there are various options that would be considered there. Then we move into the deployment of the actual solution, so the Fusion Loan IQ ARR module, alternative reference rates module, and that would of course involve the training and testing that would need to take place, and then the actual conversion would take place from the LIBOR transactions into the new risk-free rates. So you can see it's a mini project in its own right, but think of that as a component of a wider, longer-term engagement under the next-gen services. So while that's happening, there could also be a training component that's also happening, which would be another one of our services that we could provide. So don't think of it as a one-stop shop. There's a whole menu of these services that are available to address specific business needs and business goals. LIBOR is a perfect example of that within the lending world.
So David, this all sounds very exciting. When does NextGen go live?
Well, the truth is NextGen is already live. It's already out there. But and the thing about NextGen is that it's a living, breathing organism. It's never going to be finished. We're always going to be looking to refine it and improve it. From our perspective, to consistently and constantly improve our customer experience. So to our existing clients, I would say reach out to us through your relationship managers and let's start talking to you to start aligning on those goals and seeing how we can help you with these services. And to our new clients, same message, get in touch and let's talk to you about how we can help you achieve all your business goals, because that's the key aspect of NextGen is all about enabling our clients to achieve their goals. And as I said earlier on, the our core value of putting customers first, this is at the heart of it. So we want to understand where do you want to get to, and we're going to help you get there through the use of this wide menu of quality services that we have.